Today, April 14, 2012, we commemorate the 100th anniversary of the unsinkable Titanic. Also today, either by eerie coincidence or mysterious hand of providence, we remember the 50th anniversary of the recovery of still another shipwreck, the Toygantic, an 8-foot steel toy luxury liner manufactured by Kid King Industries, a toy also deemed unsinkable, burbled to the bottom of a Maine lake on her maiden voyage in the spring of 1960. But it's not the anniversary of the Toygantic's wreck that we remember. It's her remarkable and surprising rescue 2 years later, on April 14th, 1962, that's the real story. Here's how it all began.
Well, I remember it clear as day. It was a clear day, and my husband and I were vacationing with family friends in Maine, and while we were picnicking at a nearby lake, our dog, Tracer, who was a retriever beagle mix, dragged a dead fish from the bank to our picnic site. When my husband got into a tug of war with Tracer and the fish broke into two, and a small figurine came out of the fish's belly. That was really the start of it.
Owen Scarf, one of the picnickers that day, quickly recognized the figurine as the bow plug of the Toygantic, and a full-scale rescue ensued.
I'd bought one of the things for my son a while back, and I remember thinking, what nitwit at Kid King decided to make a bow plug sold separately? So that day on the bank, I couldn't get it out of my head that there was a boat and toys down there. I didn't know how long those poor bastards had been stranded, but the least I could do was fish them out. First thing we found was the black box.
Here's an excerpt from the Toygantic's black box. The voice you hear is Skip Larson, a passenger.
Mother, farewell! When you think of me, kiss Queenie and curse God. Had he made us flesh and blood, we'd have half a chance to fight our way out of this metal grave, but being toys, we drown like mice. Must go now. Other fellows lined up, waiting for a turn at the voice machine. For doomed men, we remain all right neighborly.
As we know now, Skip was mistaken about his fate. Not only he, but all the Toygantic's passengers survived. Here he is in conversation with his rescuer, Owen Scarf, during a roundtable interview with survivors and rescuers conducted 2 days after the recovery for NBS's Newsnight, an afternoon news program which consequently never aired.
When we went down, I cursed God for not making me a man. But when they hauled us up, I thanked my maker for making me a toy. They were down there a long time. It was having no lungs that saved us, to be sure. But now that I put my mind to it, it couldn't have hurt that we were all near to identical. Unlike flesh and blood men, who are all so different, we could look upon one another, toy to toy, and think, if he can make it, so can I.
It's funny to me to hear Skip say that people are so different. We were 8 of us humans on shore, or ankle deep in that lake. Men, women, children too, pulling together for 3 straight hours. I kept thinking we were like Santa's reindeer, 8 of us, all pulling for the good of a toy. Only instead of delivering them to strangers, we were bringing them back to the breasts of their loved ones. I hope I don't embarrass Skip when I say this, but I was the one to free him from the capsule and toss him on the land. Queenie was there, and to see her jump up and lick his face and grab him in her teeth and shake him like not a day had passed, well, it was a joy to behold.
Ah, heck, it's true. I'm a toy who loves to be chewed. I have a dog who loves me, and the bite marks in my head to prove it. I'm not ashamed of that no more. In fact, I'm proud to be here to say it.
Here with us today in the studio is Inez Montiel, one of the Toygantic survivors who made the voyage along with her 2 daughters. Here, she speaks about the secret to the Toygantic's 100% survival rate.
On the Toygantic, there was no women and children first. There was no first or third class. My daughters are no younger than I am. My seatmates no more or less collectible than me. We were all manufactured on the same day and poured from the same mold. It was all for one and one for all. We went down together, and that's how we came up. I'll never forget it.
Also unable to forget the Toygantic were some of our nation's poets and songwriters. We've managed to find a ballad with lyrics by Shlomo Goldbarth, an aspiring Kansan lyricist, and music by Knut Knutsen, a fisherman living in Norway at the time. How the two not only heard this remarkable story, but became collaborators remains a mystery. Rick Knutson, Knut Knutson's grandson, made a recording for us.
I sing a song for those who were strong, for every nautical boy who went down in the brine on that ship of the line. They honor the notion of toy. They honor the notion of toy.
I'm your host, Phil Lamar, in Los Angeles. Today's program was produced by Gail Lerner for NAPR, North American Public Radio, and edited by Molly Fitzgerald. Thanks to our remarkable contributors, Suli Holum, Trey Lyford, Jeff Sobel, Sandra Montiel, Rick and Olivia Knutson, Eric Olmsted, Albert Goldbarth, and Bill North. This program was inspired by ADTI, the American Dream Technical Institute. For more images and background on the Toygantic, please go to Flickr and type in Toygantic. If you'd like to hear a complete recording of the Ballad of the Toygantic, please continue listening. Thank you for joining us today. And full speed ahead.
I sing a song for those who were strong, for every nautical boy who went down in the brine on that ship of the line. They honor the notion of toy. They honor the notion of great ship sank like a piggy bank that's been thrown in the neighborhood pool. All hope seemed lost, plus the retail cost from Jersey to Istanbul. From Jersey to Istanbul. All hope seemed lost, the ship was tossed. It went down in its watery crater, but with fingers crossed, we all hope, though it's lost, it will surface again one day later. It will surface again one day later. And if it does, there will be such a buzz of delight, such laughter, such drool, that the shouting and cheers will deafen our ears from Jersey to Istanbul. From Jersey to Istanbul. What a festive occasion, a sunk ship raising the band. Ship of the line, Toygantic.